If you fear God, you need fear nothing else. Fear is one of the great weapons of Satan. All over the world, he controls people with fear. Fear. What's going to happen in the future? What's going to happen next week? What's going to happen in your family? Is that pain cancer? All types of fears. What's going to happen to your children? I love that song, you know, which we sing about, they called his name Jesus, how sweet to look at a little child, and the joy and hope that he brings, and to know that as this little baby faces an uncertain future. Some of us get older, we die and move on, and our children have to live in this world which is so unsafe. And we can commit our children to Jesus because He lives. We have hope for the future. We don't have a fear. Fear is something that we all need to be delivered from, but we don't take it so seriously. Jesus said, fear not, as much as He said, sin not. Do you know that? In fact, I think He said it even more frequently, because we all recognize that we should not sin. He told the woman caught in adultery, don't sin again. John chapter 8. He told the man who was lame for 38 years in John chapter 5, don't sin again, otherwise you'll get a worse sickness than the one you got. Showing that sometimes sickness can be caused by sin, not always, but sometimes. He said to people, don't sin, don't sin. But how many times He told His disciples, don't be afraid. I don't see Him telling His disciples, don't sin, because they knew that already. Do I have to tell you, brothers and sisters, don't sin? How many of you need the exhortation today saying, don't sin? I hope not. You already know that. But I tell you, most of us sitting here, if not all of us, need an exhortation which says, don't be afraid. God cares for you. And if you want to live on this earth without any fear at all, that's Isaiah chapter 8, where it says in the Living Bible, if you fear God, you need fear nothing else. This verse, by the way, everything is in Scripture. This verse is Luke, the one I quoted first is Luke chapter 6. And verse 36, be merciful just as your Father is merciful to you. And the other is the verse on fear is from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 11 to 13 in the Living Bible. If you fear God, you need fear nothing else. You need not be afraid of human beings who threaten you. You need not be afraid of sicknesses that you think you might get. You need not be afraid of what problems your children may face in the future. You need not be afraid of financial problems. You need not be afraid that you'll be left alone and God won't care for you. No, you need not be afraid of anything. If you fear God, if you reverence God, and there are two types of fear of God. I think in the Old Testament they feared God like a policeman or a judge. But the word is reverence. And in the New Testament also we are to reverence God. In fact it says we are to perfect holiness. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 in the fear of God. Hebrews chapter 12 the last verses says, let us offer to God a service with reverence and awe and respect. But the same Hebrews 12 says, it is the reverence we give to a father. It says in the earlier part of Hebrews 12, we reverenced, respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us. How much more we should respect and reverence God. And so, from that verse, I get this conclusion. Why does a fear come into my heart sometimes? The answer is, because I don't reverence and respect God enough. Because if you did respect and reverence God enough, you'd have no fear at all. You'd be completely free from fear. You know, your reverence and respect for God goes up and up and up and up and up and up and up. And your freedom from fear goes up and up and up and up. Your respect for God goes down and your fear increases. Remember that. And I know many believers who respected and reverenced God a lot when they started out their Christian life. And one would think after 15, 20, 30 years, their respect for God should be more. But it isn't. They have backslidden. They have started respecting God less. I mean, you ask yourself, are there sins you're defeated by today, which you fought more wholeheartedly when you were first born again? You're radical against certain sins when you were born again, but you sort of compromised, like because you see the other believers around you compromising your... That's because your reverence for God came down. And that's a law, then of course, fear will increase in your life. So if you fear God, you need fear nothing else. And the reverse is also true. That if I don't fear God, then of course I need to fear a lot of things in the world. God's care for me is perfect. I thank God for the revelation I got years ago in my life, that Jesus was my elder brother, and I was a younger brother of Jesus, according to Romans 8:29. And then I read a lot of other verses where Jesus said that God was better than all earthly fathers. And then I thought, well, I'm a father. Did I treat my younger sons any different from my elder son? Did I give privileges to my elder son, which I didn't give to my younger son? As far as I can remember, no. I was totally fair to all my sons. Is God better than me? He is. And if Jesus is his eldest brother, is my eldest brother and his firstborn son, then, like the Bible says, then everything he did for Jesus, he'll do for me. That was a fantastic revelation. And as he cared for Jesus, he will care for me. That's why Jesus lived his earthly life without any fear. He was tempted just like us. If you ask me this question, was Jesus tempted by fear? What's the answer? Well, one person is sure. I don't know about the others. The answer to that is, are you tempted by fear? Let answer that one. Are you tempted by fear? Ah, that's it's true. Was Jesus tempted like you and me or not? I have no problem believing he was tempted by fear. Was Jesus tempted by the love of money? You know the answer. Were you tempted by the love of money? You take anything. If you believe Hebrews 4:15 that he was tempted exactly like me, but he never got afraid, but he never loved money. Every single temptation that's ever come to you in your life, that will ever come to you, came to him, but he overcame. And he said, follow me. And the reason was, he reverenced his father. Hebrews 5:9 says his prayers were heard not because he was a son, but because he respected his father. And some believers' prayers are not heard because they don't respect their father. So it's not the fear of some judge or magistrate or policeman. No, God is not that to me. Maybe he was like that in the Old Covenant. But now I have a father. Jesus said in the day of resurrection, he said something unique, which he never said before in all his life on earth. He told Mary Magdalene, go and tell my brothers. Till then he had called them my servants and even went as far as saying my friends. But he never said my brothers. He couldn't say that. He was very exact in his speech. But on the day of his resurrection, he could at last say what he always wanted to say. My brothers, that I'm going to my father and your father. Never did he use that expression, my father and your father. It was always my father. Or in some other sentence, your father. But now he combined it. My father and your father. Tell my brothers that I'm risen. Have you heard that? Have you heard that message? And God picked one of the worst sinners in Israel to proclaim it, so that people don't think only holy people can proclaim it. Mary Magdalene. Great. I'm tremendously encouraged by that. So if you reverence God, we need not fear. God wants us to live on earth without fear because we believe that He cares for us.